You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
But we start the show with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. And I'm joined on the line by Senior Portfolio Manager at F&B Wealth Investments, Wayne McCurry, to take a look at some of the market movements throughout the day and try and make sense of them. Good evening, Wayne. Thanks for the time. It's been a while since we've spoken, but the Rand seems to be doing really well. I mean, the last time you and I spoke, we were closer to 19 Rand. Now we're closer to 18 Rand 50.
Look, it has done quite well, and that's really got the reason for that is the Federal Reserve Bank meeting almost 2 weeks ago now, where they painted a much better picture as far as inflation and interest rates are concerned. And that really reversed out the weakness of the Rand, because I think the Rand actually went up to 1925 and was back at 1840 yesterday, and today a little bit weaker, about 1850, 1855. So yes, that certainly has helped, and it certainly helped our stock market as well. We've also had a fairly good market since we got that information from the Federal Reserve in America.
Speaking of a fairly good market, Wayne, the local equities have had a bit of an interesting time. It's been a bit of an up and down kind of situation, depending on which sector you're focusing on. I see that sometimes commodities have had a good day, sometimes they haven't. In the case of today, it seems as though financials have still come out fairly on top alongside industrials and commodities. Not such a good day, but this doesn't seem like it's very surprising movements. Are markets still sort of in anticipation of what's happening the rest of this month?
Yes.
What's driving the SA market at the moment?
Look, I mean, the SA market is still driven by what's happened overseas. And what's happened overseas is driven by the numbers that come out on inflation and jobs and wage growth. So everyone is data dependent now. We're at these one of these, let's call it an inflection point, where everyone knows we're probably at the top of the interest rate cycle, but there's great uncertainty as to when it's going to fall. So we'll have these strong rallies and the market will give it back and the Rand will strengthen and the Rand will weaken. And, you know, especially the commodity shares, the platinum shares will go up and go down very, very strongly. And that will continue, unfortunately, until we get some direction on when our interest rates going to be cut. So unfortunately, the market's almost in the doldrums now. It's sitting directionless because it's waiting for this information to come through. When it comes through, the market's going to either go up very strongly or down very strongly if the news is negative. But right now, we're just literally sitting.
Wayne, in the sitting period, are markets more sensitive to data and information as investors sort of try and predict things more than they should?
Yeah, people are overanalyzing the market at the moment. We all know, as I said earlier, we all know interest rates, the next move is down. But if some good news comes out, market goes through the roof, and some bad news comes out, market collapses. And a very good example of that are the platinum shares. I mean, they went up so strongly in December after some good news out of America. Then they gave that all back in January and February. Then they went up strongly in March, and then they gave it all back. Then they went up strongly again, and they've given it all back again. And it's on this good news, bad news type of cycle that we're going through now, unfortunately. And I think it will continue. And then one day we'll wake up, and there'll be a clear direction. I hope a positive direction, but you never know. Hopefully that comes up reasonably soon within the next 2 or 3 months.
So Wayne, in the meantime, in that sort of 2 to 3 months or even in the next month or so, is it advisable to sort of sit on cash and be highly liquid to take advantage of that big move? Or is it advisable to start to edge into certain positions that you're seeing at good prices? What's the best kind of approach to a market that is overreactive?
Well, look, I'm still quite positive on the 2 to 3 year outlook on the Rand and on our markets. And the problem is if you sit and wait until something happens, then you miss it. So I would be buying something now knowing full well that you could be buying 6 months too early, a year too early, and you could, and what you buy might still fall another 10 or 15% until the bottom. You never know what's going to happen. But when you look at our market in particular, there's actually huge value to be had. There's some really cheap sectors. The banking shares are really cheap. The non-gold commodity shares are cheap. The industrials, the consumer-facing industrials. Our market actually shows really good long-term value if you believe, like I do, that interest rates over the next 2 to 3 years will come down, and that will spark off another commodity upcycle, which obviously South Africa would benefit from quite materially. But the problem is, you know, I thought the same 6 months ago, and nothing's changed, and it's just got worse. So, you know, you never know where the bottom is or when it's going to turn, etc.
Absolutely. You shouldn't be trying to pick out the bottom, but at the same time, it might be a really good idea if you have a long-term outlook to start getting into some strategic positions. That makes a complete sense. So. Wayne, before I let you go, I want to look at AB InBev. They put out a quarterly update, and it wasn't an update that the market didn't really not expect, but the market rallied quite a bit. The share price performed really well. Is this one of those times where the market is grateful for such good news?
I think so. Look, AB InBev's had a terrible time since they bought SA Breweries because they substantially overpaid for SAB. And they've literally spent the last, 8 years, maybe even longer, trying to digest the interest bill that they had to pay and the amount that they paid for SAB. But they seem to be turning the corner. Two interesting trends. The one is quite well established. Beer volumes are going down worldwide. So they had, I think, about a 1%, something like that, reduction in volume. But the second bit of news, which was the good news, is that on their premium brands, they could up their margin. So their earnings were actually up quite nicely. Earnings per share were up 16%, which wasn't anticipated by the market. The market thought we'll see single-digit earnings growth. So it shows, despite volumes going down, they can actually get some margin through the system.
Definitely opportunities there, and definitely better signs of operational activity, especially in a very difficult climate. Wayne, is there something you're looking at the moment that you're saying investors should probably keep an eye on this stock? It's something you might be eyeing or something that you think would have a really good run if we look at anything beyond May and all of the volatility that comes with an election.
Yeah. Well, I think the banking shares, maybe not Capitec, but the other main banks, I think, show very, very good long-term value. And then, of course, it's the commodity shares and the commodity cycle, excluding gold. You know, if things go the way they have in the past, there could be a very good return from those shares on a two-year time horizon.
Especially the PGM guys, they've been under a lot of pressure, and I think they've borne the brunt of the anger of all of the markets around the world. So it might be a good opportunity to start looking at those if they do line up with the strategy.
I agree with you, and my last parting comment would be, it's happened to them so many times before. It's a commodity cycle. They were just as bombed out in 2015. They were just as bombed out in 2002. You know, they were just as bombed out in 2022 on the COVID. So it's not unusual for this to happen.
And each and every time they've come back, they've been resilient, they've kept production, and they've shown value.
Yes, quite correct.
Well, there we go. That's probably a good place to be looking at the moment. But as Wayne McCurry said, do not be over eager to get into the markets. Be very cautious in understanding that we could still see some downside. We don't know when rate cuts are happening. Stop trying to pick the bottom and make wise decisions. We'll leave it at that, Wayne. That's Wayne McCurry, Senior Portfolio Manager at F&B Wealth and Investments, joining me to reflect on some of the market movements as well as where he sees areas of value.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.